Some aldermen are stepping up to come up with their solutions, their ideas about how to control the violence. A couple of them had a press conference today. Maybe we'll get to some of that in the news today. But right now, Alderman Anthony Beal joins us. He's the representative of Chicago's 9th Ward, and he's got a plan. It's a three-pronged approach to what he thinks should be done to try to address this serious crime problem we have in the city. Part of it includes violence interrupters, along with the deployment of the Illinois National Guard. That's what's getting the most headlines, you know, Alderman Beal. And I know you've been talking about this quite publicly over the last few days. Thanks for joining me here on WGN.
Thanks for having me. How you doing today?
I'm okay, Alderman Beal. You know what people say, and they've already started to say it on the text line. Oh, we've heard of this before, but it's never, you know, it's always shot down. And why is it a good idea now when Trump suggested it was a terrible idea? We've heard different governors, different mayors shoot it down in the past, and now you're bringing it up yet again. Why are you bringing it up now?
Well, let me just say, you know, each time we bring it up, we're dealing with, you know, total unrest in the city of Chicago. And the last time we brought it up is when we said we needed to bring the National Guard in before the looting took place last year. And you see what happened to the city, not looted once, but the city was looted twice. And so, you know, we're dealing with a war in the city of Chicago right now. When you look at nationally, 400 people were shot nationally, 400. Well, over 100 were in Chicago. You know, so that tells you something. When you look at what happened in New York, they just declared a national emergency in New York because they had 25 people shot. I think 24 or 25 people shot. And so in Chicago, we're just basically regurgitating the same plan that we've had over the last few years. Cancel days off, cancel vacations, and have officers work 12-hour shifts. And that philosophy is not working. And so, yes, I know it's unpopular. Nobody wants the National Guards to come in. But if you look at the approach that I'm trying to implement, it's just right now when you go downtown and you see four or five officers on every corner downtown doing nothing but standing around. Well, we can have National Guards, men and women, do that. They can just go downtown and basically work the perimeters of downtown with a skeleton crew of officers downtown, and then put all those officers back in the community. All those officers that are standing around downtown have come out of the communities. That's why you see the communities up for grabs right now, because we don't have the manpower we need in the communities because they're all downtown. So we just need officers to work along with the National Guards, men and women, downtown. That way they don't have arrest powers, but you have officers with them. If they need to make an arrest, they're downtown. But put those manpowers back in the community. And once you get them back in the community, we need to have about $125 to $150 million for violence interrupters. Right now, crime was down in my area over 33% because I had violence interrupters on the street working with Chicago Cred, with Arnie Duncan and his group, and they're spending about $10 million a year in the community. Crime was down. Violent crime was down 33% in my community. All of a sudden, the superintendent comes in and starts taking all our manpower, doesn't talk to anybody, just starts moving things around without consulting people, and he has totally dismantled the plan that we had in place, and now crime is running rampant out here, and we're trying to get a handle on it, and that's all we're trying to do. This is not a permanent fix. This is a temporary fix to stop the violence in our communities until we can start working on a long-term solution.
So you're saying that they took away some of the resources, the police resources in your community when things were working, and then you saw crime go up?
Absolutely. They took all our resources. They're taking them across the city, every police district. They're taking police out of every police district in the city of Chicago and redeploying them downtown on top of what downtown already had. And so, you know, nobody's trying to, you know, make downtown less safe. I'm not saying that, because we need to make sure we protect every aspect of the city. But I think if we strategically do this, working with the National Guard to come into the city, put those police back in the community, along with the violence interrupters, I think you will see a huge swing in downward trend in violent crime and shootings in the city of Chicago.
So you are saying the police are part of the solution, that you want them in your community, because you know there are protests downtown. I don't know if you've seen them today. We've been covering them here in our newsroom. People who are saying, take money away from the police, fewer officers on the streets. We need other kinds of programs to help people heal.
Well, we're saying the same thing. I'm saying that $150 million for violence interrupters, that can come long-term out of the police's budget. But the thing is,
but then you have fewer police officers, don't you? If you take $150 million.
You won't need as many police officers. And let me
But immediately you do, Alderman Beale. I mean, immediately you're saying
yes,
you want them now. You want them
absolutely.
Now. So if you take $150 million away, you don't have money to pay for them.
Well, we do have money to pay for them. If you look at where they're being deployed right now, it's doing a disservice to the public safety of this entire city. So, no, right now, no, we don't need to take officers off of the street. We need more officers. And let me just say this. Last year's budget that was passed, that budget was passed with 600 positions being eliminated out of the police and fire's budget. 600. And so when you look at that and the fact that we didn't hire, we got 800 police that are retiring or could retire this year, we're headed towards a huge collision course of disaster in the city of Chicago. And you're just seeing the remnants of it right now if we don't do something drastic.
I hear you, and I believe what you say is true, and I think anybody who cares about the city wants should raise your hand and be part of the solution in any way you possibly can right now. I wonder, you apparently reached out to the governor's office about your proposal for the National Guard deployment. How has that been received? How is it being received from other folks you talk to, city leaders and council members and stuff?
Well, I can tell you right now, my phone has been ringing all day in the office. My emails are filling up with people saying, you know, we have to try something. But I will tell you, the consensus across the board is nobody wants the National Guards in the city of Chicago. However, at the same time, they're saying we need to do something. And if this is an approach that we need to do temporarily, then, you know, they'll support that. And I think if you start seeing the results, I think the rest of the city will support it as well, because it is unpopular to think that you're going to have militarized the city of Chicago. And that's what we don't want to happen. But when you look at the fact that people are leaving the city, jobs are closed, businesses are closing every single day, and we're losing revenue every single day. People are saying don't go to Chicago nationally. That's going to hurt us from a tourism standpoint. And so when you start looking at everything that's hitting us right now, we need to do something, and we need to do it now.
I've covered this many, many times before when the National Guard has been proposed, and I just want to kind of understand what it is you're proposing, because in the past they've said, well, they're not really trained to deal with urban violence and street violence. Mm-hmm. That's not what National Guardsmen do. That's not. I mean, I know members of my family are in the National Guard. They don't have that training.
Right.
So you're saying they would go downtown and sort of be the officers standing on the street corners, but they wouldn't respond to crime? Or how would that work?
No, they would not respond to crime. But you know, National Guardsmen, they are trained for crowd control. And if they're working along with, if you have, say, three National Guardsmen and two police officers, okay, basically right now you have five officers on every corner downtown, but if you take that and supplement that with the National Guardsmen, but you still have the police presence down there, if there's something they can help the police, if they need to, you know, with crowd control, you know, because they can stop the looting, they can, you know, secure a perimeter. And, you know, the second wave of looting, we saw fit to bring the National Guards in the city of Chicago, but it was too late. It was too late because we tried to sound an alarm early to get them in early, but we was told we don't want the National Guards in the city of Chicago. We don't want to this. But then after the second round of looting, all of a sudden you call for the National Guards. We have to be proactive. They can work alongside with the police department. They can do crowd control. They can be that presence to deter crime and deter people from doing things that they're not supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And if they need to make an arrest, then the police are there to make that arrest, because yes, they are not trained for that, but they are trained for crowd control and to secure perimeters.
Mm-hmm. Alderman Beale, can you hang out with me for just a few minutes? Do you have a few minutes more?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Alderman Anthony Beale is joining us. He's had some proposals, and you know, hey, I'm happy you have proposals. I think everybody, every member of the city council should be coming up with them. Every leader in our city should be devoting a lot of brain power to the violence issue in our city. Do you think that that's happening? Do you think that this was a call to action, what happened over the weekend, how horrible the violence was?
Well, as you know, we had a special city council meeting Friday where we were trying to sound the alarm and try to figure out what the plan was. And, you know, I can tell you, you know, a lot of the ideas and things that we bring to the table are totally dismissed by this administration. And, you know, every, you know, idea that we try to bring forward, it's shot down. And, you know, so, you know, a lot of times we feel like we're not even being listened to. But yet we're the ones that have our ears to the ground as far as what's happening out here in our communities. And so, you know, when you have a superintendent who, you know, just basically, you know, takes your police resources without consulting with you about what plans that you have in place, and he's coming in not even knowing the city of Chicago, not knowing what's going on, and all I can tell you is whatever his plan is, how's that working for him? Whatever the mayor's plan is, how's it working for her? And so we're saying we need to be at the table, we need to be consulted and listened to, and our input should be taken. Some of it should be taken because we know what's happening on the streets and here in the city of Chicago. But when you have when you're not at the table and totally dismissed, then you know you see what happens.
Yeah. Do you think that was productive, those 6 hours that the superintendent of police spent before council on Friday?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, as you saw, he didn't have a lot of answers for a lot of the questions that were asked. And so that's a problem. And a lot of his command staff did not have the answers. Everything, we'll get back to you. We will, you know, we'll get that back to you. And there were no solutions in place. And, you know, and I'm sure you saw where the superintendent totally dismissed saying, you know, I need to be working on the plan for this weekend. I need to be working on the plan. But yet he had an impromptu emergency press conference the day before. Where was his urgency of, you know, trying to get the plan in place then? But that was just to get ahead of the city council hearing the very next day.
Mm-hmm. A lot of politics at play, I'd say, just generally over the course of the end of last week and into this week. And I'll tell you that it sort of feels as if this is a time for folks to come together. I really do feel that way. A lot of questions on the text line about how does the guardsman thing work? What if someone shoots at a guardsman or gets shot by one? I'm not against them being there, but how does that work? I've got someone saying, well, did you see what happened with the flash mobs on Michigan Avenue involving gunfire and fireworks and officer getting a firework shot at his ear and the kinds of violence that was going on Michigan Avenue? Is that something the National Guard is prepared to handle?
I believe that if we had a national presence, such as the National Guards downtown, you would not see anything close to what you saw this past weekend. What you're seeing right now is, people who are just basically dismissive of the police department, and that is the climate that we have created here in the city of Chicago. When you dismiss leadership, when you dismiss aldermen, when you dismiss the leaders in the community, and so that's a signal for people to just dismiss anybody in authority and in leadership. And so I think you're seeing a ripple effect of that here in the city of Chicago. And so we have to get back to where we're supporting the police. We know we need the police. They're working tirelessly every single day. They're working 12-hour days. Their days off are being canceled. Their vacations are being canceled and things like that. And so we're working them extremely hard, but then we expect them to be sharp and on point. But when you're working somebody that long and that hard, there's no way you can be as sharp as you are if you're getting a good night's sleep and you're well rested for your shift the next day. And so we have to get our officers rested. We have to get more officers on the street, because right now I think we're about 1,200 officers down in the city of Chicago, with about 800 more slated to retire, and they're retiring every single day. And let me just add this to it.
Mm-hmm.
We also are seeing a wave of officers who are not eligible to retire, who are just leaving. They're just saying, I'm out of here, because of the climate that is in the city of Chicago. And so we have a bigger problem that we need to address. We need the police, but we also need violence interrupters. And I think temporarily we need the National Guard to come in and work alongside with the police department in the downtown area only, not in the communities, in the downtown area only, and redeploy those officers downtown back into the communities.
It's an excellent point about officers. You talk to any officer on the street, they'll tell you how long it is until their retirement, because you're right. Who can work those hours in this environment with this kind of pressure and not start feeling it and not start feeling tired? And we don't want our officers tired. We don't want them making decisions tired. It's too
Absolutely.
Important right now. Alderman Beal, let me ask and on this, what are you hearing in your community as people are clearly struck by this violence? They know people who have been killed. They know people who have been shot. And what do they communicate to you?
Well, they're fed up. They're fed up. I mean, the fact that the city of Chicago, everybody was cooped up in their house for 15 months, couldn't come out. And now we're ready to come out and enjoy the city of Chicago and enjoy all the amenities. And people are afraid. Now that we can come out, people are afraid to come out. And so we've lost a lot of businesses. A lot of businesses are not opening back up. So we're going to be losing revenue left and right, and then people need to get out so they can spend money. I think it's just a recipe for disaster that we're headed towards. And again, I just think we need to do something drastic.
And we'll see what happens with your proposal. I know you will be talking. Are you bringing it up before council? Is there some sort of
Actually, you know, the last time, the governor always defers to the mayor for the National Guard.
Right.
And so he doesn't respond to aldermen. He'll respond to the mayor, who is over the entire city of Chicago. And so hopefully we follow the same lead that they just did in New York by declaring an emergency, and see what that helps them with their crime that they're dealing with. But ours is theirs times 400. And so, again, I just implore the governor to step up. And if we don't have leadership that's going to ask for it, maybe we just need leadership to say, hey, take it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens there. Alderman Beal, thanks for the time today.
No problem. Thank you so much.